Although we're still probably years away from knowing exactly how much money BP will be required to pay because of the spill, there is already a pot of $625 million in fines from a settlement with a subcontractor to BP called Transocean waiting to be distributed. Florida's senior senator, Bill Nelson, says that money has already been collected and will be distributed as soon as the Treasury Department finalizes the regulations for distribution, which are mandated by the Restore Act. Wednesday morning in Pensacola, Senator Nelson said those regulations may be just around the corner.
They are trying to get those regulations, and this is the news, trying to get those regulations out no later than next Wednesday.
They were mandated to come out in July of 2012, so we've been waiting a while now.
Andrew Shepard is the director of the Gulf of Mexico University Research Collaborative.
We need to move ahead with planning, and we can't do it until we get these regulations out the door so that we can receive the funding necessary to do this.
Shepard gave a presentation on the situation in the Gulf to the Florida Association of Counties Gulf Consortium as they held their monthly meeting on Pensacola Beach this week.
What I was trying to get across was, number one, is that oil and gas activities are going to continue in the Gulf. They're going to continue to be deep, and they're going to continue to push towards the east, the Florida coastline, if they had the chance, because the resources are there. Secondly, that where are we at in terms of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill? What's the condition of things? What are areas of concern that we should continue to watch in terms of biology and the impacts of the oil spill? And then the last thing was to make some recommendations on areas that we think we need to continue to focus on. Things like coordinating across all these restoration programs and pulling their information together.
The meeting on Pensacola Beach was chaired by Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson, who recently went to Washington with Senator Nelson to testify in front of the Senate Commerce Committee and, in the senator's words, give them a kick in the pants to get the regulations for distributing the oil spill money in accordance with the Restore Act. Robinson says they got that kick.
We clearly told them we needed the money for the planning. If they want restoration, we need to have planning done so that we can do the proper projects.
And unlike the other Gulf states, the money in Florida will not go directly to the state. Instead, it will be doled out only to the individual counties along the Gulf affected by the spill. That's a provision that Senator Nelson and Commissioner Robinson made sure was in the act.
I was very involved with that. We're one of the only states that it goes to local governments. I think the Florida model, because of that, it gives that flexibility to see some real difference rather than all of it simply going to the state. I think that is important. I think the state is awfully important. The state still controls an awful lot of this. They're a great partner, but some of it clearly needs to be tailored more for individual counties. I think that opportunity to have local governments involved, I think, will make the Florida response, it will be much different than the other states, but I think it will be better because of that involvement.
And once the money flows and restoration begins, the Gulf University Research Collaborative's Andrew Shepard says getting all of the states and counties affected by the oil spill on the same page looks to be an uphill battle.
It's close to impossible to do it without recognizing that they all have very different agendas and different missions, okay? So just suffice to say that you're never going to make them all see things the same way. That's never going to happen. What you need to do, though, is get their resources moving in the same direction. Some of the programs are going to be directed through federal programs. Some of them are going to be through the states. These states have done a very good job, some better than others. As we heard in the meeting today, Louisiana, for example, already has a master plan that it's pointing to direct its programs and where it goes. Some of them are, like Florida, are waiting on the regulations from Treasury. So the first step is going to be to see everybody's plans and what they propose to do. And if we can all see the plans and find out where the overlaps are, find out where the gaps are, I think that'd be a huge step in making it all possible.
But before any of that can begin, all eyes and ears will remain on Washington, waiting for the regulations that will get the real work started. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.